Ezekiel, chapter 3. "Son of man," he said to me, "eat what you find here. Eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. "Son of man," he said to me, "eat and fill your stomach with this scroll I am giving you." So I ate, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. Then he said to me, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel, and speak my words to them. For you are not being sent to a people of unfamiliar speech or difficult language, but to the house of Israel. Not to the many peoples of unfamiliar speech and difficult language whose words you cannot understand. Surely if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will be unwilling to listen to you, since they are unwilling to listen to me. For the whole house of Israel is hard-headed and hard-hearted. Behold, I will make your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. I will make your forehead like a diamond, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them, or dismayed at their presence, even though they are a rebellious house. Son of man," he added, "listen carefully to all the words I speak to you, and take them to heart. Go to your people, the exiles, speak to them, and tell them, 'This is what the Lord God says,' whether they listen or refuse to listen." Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in his dwelling place. It was the sound of the wings of the living creatures brushing against one another, and the sound of the wheels beside them, a great rumbling sound. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness and in the anger of my spirit, with the strong hand of the Lord upon me. I came to the exiles at Tel Abib, who dwelt by the river Kibar, and for 7 days I sat where they sat, and remained there among them, overwhelmed. At the end of 7 days the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, give them a warning from me. If I say to the wicked man, 'You will surely die,' but you do not warn him, or speak out to warn him from his wicked way to save his life, that wicked man will die in his iniquity, and I will hold you responsible for his blood. But if you warn a wicked man, and he does not turn from his wickedness and his wicked way, he will die in his iniquity, but you will have saved yourself. Now if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I put a stumbling block before him, he will die. If you did not warn him, he will die in his sin, and the righteous acts he did will not be remembered, and I will hold you responsible for his blood. But if you warn the righteous man not to sin, and he does not sin, he will indeed live, because he heeded your warning, and you will have saved yourself." And there the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he said to me, "Get up, go out to the plain, and there I will speak with you." So I got up and went out to the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord was present there, like the glory I had seen by the river Kibar, and I fell face down. Then the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet. He spoke with me and said, "Go, shut yourself inside your house. And you, son of man, they will tie with ropes, and you will be bound so that you cannot go out among the people. I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, and you will be silent and unable to rebuke them, though they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you are to tell them, 'This is what the Lord God says.' Whoever listens, let him listen, and whoever refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house."